Hey, can you hear me? Can you hear me? Hey, what's up? Can you hear me? Right now, can you talk? I can't hear you. Yeah, right now, yeah. How are you doing? I'm fine too. Yeah, I was doing my math and physics homework. Right now we have to do the all in Zoom. Yeah, because all the because of the virus. Yes. So, did you say that you wanted to study computer science? Sorry? Can you repeat? No. Yeah, I've been accepted to another university. I've been accepted to University of Massachusetts Amherst. I don't know if you know which one. Yeah. So, and also the Honors College. So I will. I'm waiting for another one. For Binghamton, I just wanted to get to know all the international students, so I won't be attending Binghamton, just to get to know students, yeah, just like me. Yes, yeah, similar, same to us. So, did you take the SAT? Me too. Yeah, I took it twice. Yeah, so how did you do on those? I did like 12, 20 the first and 12:30 the second. Yeah, I'm very tired too. I started study on summer because I didn't know how to apply for the university in US, so I started study on summer, and I didn't have fun as the summer. I also the whole summer studying. I don't want to touch any tests anymore. How many schools did you apply? So four has proposed to you, or four have accepted you. Which? Yeah, they reject you. That sucks. Yeah. Yesterday I also received a rejection from Kenyon College, or I don't know why I applied to that. I was just afraid that no one would accept me, and I would stay here. So how about the money? How are you going to pay that? Because my parents, the first 2 years, my parents are going to pay it, and the second two, I need to board, like get a loan, student loan. So So you will get so for the 4 year you will try to get a job and work and then pay a little later. Yeah, but I think with the sorry. Yeah, also for your parents. I think the F1 visa, that's the visa that we are going to take. We only can work on campus. Yeah, I think the salary. Yeah, I think the salary is very, very low, like $10 per hour or something like that. %. Okay. So I applied to University of Massachusetts Amherst. They gave me like the 25%, but I don't have like 80%. I don't have that much a merit scholarship. Yeah, that's very good for you. You mean other organizations instead, and not only the university, right? So where do you apply? Because I've been looking a lot of, but I don't know, they only allow for students that are from United States. Where did you apply more? Where more do you apply for the scholarships? Yeah, I think I will go with the most prestigious university. That's where I want to go. So after that, I will get a job and then pay back the student loan. Yes. So can you write on the chat which website or scholarships instead of university did you apply to, so I can research more. Okay. So you get 90% or 75% of the scholarships already from the university because you applied for, that's financial aid, right? Not merit. Okay. So where do you think you will be attending? Yeah, where do you think you will be studying? So, which is your top choice? Amherst College. Yeah, okay. I didn't apply to that because it's far, it's a reach. Yeah. Yeah, I'm waiting for the University of North Carolina in Chapel Hill. I'm waiting for that one. It's coming out in these few weeks or these few days. It's coming out. Yeah, thank you. Good luck to you too. So, from your school, how many students from your school, how many students are apply to the university in United States? Or only you, or how many people? Really? Ah, so your friends, because they had a better grades, so they are playing to the Ivy Leagues, right? No, you're not that, that. Oh, okay. So they're in the same class or not? Or other schools, different schools. Okay. So that's since I'm sure since they were small, they were all their parents told them to apply to the Ivy Leagues, and they were studying hard for that, I'm sure. Yeah. And what did you write in your Common App, the essay? Ah, you developed an app. Oh, that's cool. An app about what? It's like client. All right. So you reach out to him. They ask him to develop that app. And what is the app about? Can you tell me more? I'm interested. Ah, they stole your he stole your idea. You can say that way. Okay. Yeah, that sucks. I wrote about Rubik's Cube. Yeah, how I compare the how similar Rubik's Cube is similar to life. So you start from you don't know how you start. They give you random choices, and you have to go step by step and go to finish the Rubik's Cube. Yeah, similar to that. Yeah. So, do you plan to after studying there? Do you plan to still get a master's degree, get a job, or what are your goals after that? Yeah, for a PhD about what? What are you thinking of? So research. Okay. So because computer science is very like a very broad field is yeah. What I want to do is artificial intelligence, so going in that way. So that's why you told me about Python, and I knew a little bit. So in computer science, you said that you wanted to build websites. Yeah, HTMLs, and you want to do it like cybersecurity, go into JavaScript or what's your project? Do you have any projects currently? And where do you learn the programming language? Online, right? Online, we solo link. Can you put it on the web chat? Yeah. It's a solo learn because I think there are many websites like Skillshare and Udemy, or I learned from there, and a friend, of course. I don't know. It's a bunch of courses. I just get into one and I think, oh, that's good. I keep with the course and that's it. Or Khan Academy. That's where we studied for the SAT. I'm sure you did. Hey. So, are you first? Have your parents been to university, or you are the first? Yeah, me too. Yeah. So, how many are you? Youth. Okay, so where do you live in, like, in a city or in a town? Okay. And what do your parents do? A teacher, what does he teach? What? Biology. Well, okay, biology. Okay. So why don't you study biology? You don't like it, How do your father react to that? Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I hate biology too, because you just have to memorize, and I hate that. So, you knew right away that you wanted to study computer science, or you were choosing between another one? Because I was thinking about mathematics or physics too. Because it's there may. Yeah, that's cool. So you want to start your own startup, or that's cool. Do you know what is the, me too, I want to start a startup of artificial intelligence. So do you know what is this Y Combinator? Do you know what is Y Combinator? Yeah, it's an organization. You don't know, you have to look it up. It's an organization, it's like a crowdfunding or Kickstarter where each startup presents their idea, and if the investors like it, they can invest money into the startup. You can get into, they have free lessons on YouTube. Do you know Airbnb? You don't know? Okay. Do you know what's Dropbox? Yeah, they come out at Y Combinator. They found it and then they grew that big, the company. So, yeah. Yeah, you can check it out. That's I sent to you. It's an organization, or later I can send it to you on WhatsApp too. It's an organization where I've been taking a few like free lessons where you can take it and they teach you how to start a startup, more or less. And also I also found another website that is called Indie Hackers. It's mainly for computer science software engineers who want to start their own project, one side project, and they can earn like passive income, like $1,000 per month, and get chill at home. That's basically Indie Hackers. Yeah, sure. I can give you more information. Because right now I'm just like you, I'm learning. But I have a friend who is really into computer science, mainly C++, and he's just crazy. He can't stop talking about it. I also write one of the essays about him, comparing him to Steve Wozniak. Yeah, he's crazy. No, he doesn't like to talk about startups. He just want like to talk about. I can send you his contact. He just wants to talk about computers, programming, and stuff like that. Yeah. So, Spain, we are right now currently in lockdown. So it's like I think it's been 5 days since I'm at home. So right now I've been thinking to grow like because I started like a social media agency, another thing that I did, to earn like a little money and experience. And I have like a Instagram account. Do you have Instagram there, right? Okay. So I have an Instagram account about Rubik's Cube that it's like I have like I'm reaching to 7,000 followers, and it's like growing a social media account. Yeah, and I also thought about a project. And do you know TikTok, the new app that is blowing up? Yes, I wanted to blow to try to do that, but I'm very tired and I don't want to, and I stopped at it. Like, fuck it. And then yeah, so I just want to keep learning Python and C++. So that's now my current plan. And also, can you repeat? Can you put? So renewable energy, like working for Elon Musk. That's cool. That's good. I've seen many interviews about him, and he's crazy, like working 16 hours a day and things like that. Yeah. But it's cool. It's you. If you love what you do, that's what you have to do. So why not like engineering? Because you said you wanted to do like renewable energy and stuff like that. Okay, that's cool. So you can check it out, Y Combinator, and you can check Indie Hackers. I think that they are much more advanced. Like all the people from there, from the Indie Hackers, they all have the computer science degree. They all are software engineers from Google, Amazon, Facebook, and they don't want to work there. Wait, they don't want to work there, and they want to w start their own startup. So they are like very high level. So I just usually when they have like a meeting, I just sit around there in the corner and listen to them, and when they talk about their projects. So I feel like very, I feel that I haven't done anything compared to them. Yeah, sure. So, when you go to the United States, are you going to stay in the school, or are you going to rent outside, or how do you are going to do that? And how are you going to adapt it? Have you been there? Yeah, me either. That sounds crazy. All right. So you said that you want to like get a job there. So what kind of job, what kind of jobs are you looking for? Yeah, because I've been talking with a girl from human resources from Binghamton, and she told me that because I'm Chinese. I know English and I can speak also Spanish, so those are the three language most spoken languages. So I can be like the student who show the university to others. So really, it's kind of difficult to be honest. A lot of verbs and stuff like Duolingo, yeah. Yeah, I also tried to learn German, but I gave up. I gave. Yeah. So, what are your hobbies? Acupuntures. You said you to sing, and what more role? What's his role? Drawing. Okay, all right. Drawing, also drawing. Yeah. So, yeah, just because I have to work on my parents to support the money for university, so basically just I love to work out and play the Rubik's Cube and learn about startups, economics, and how to make money online. You just doubt me, eh? 看看，把这个一个库给我，I'll show you right now。然后一个 three for three。So I'm just randomly. That's random, right? If you want, I can mix it up more. When you say stop, I stop. What the fuck? So do you see that? Okay, I'll show you the steps. All right. The first step, usually I start with a white cross, so I start with white cross. So once you get the white cross, you fill out the gaps. Wait. Let's see. So once you got one white cross, one face, or let's say one face, you get the first cross, and then you get the second cross. That is the harder part because you have. Well, check out my Instagram account. I'll show you. Shout out to my Instagram account. Follow me. Yeah, I'll send you to WhatsApp. Yeah, check it out later. It's called Teaching Rubik's Cube. So. Just then you go to the second layer. So basically, second layer, you have to like memorize some algorithms. So that's the second layer. So this you I this one I had to take more time. So after the second layer, instead of working like that, we turn it around and start with working with the yellow cross. So we do the yellow cross, and then we start to like make the yellow one. Most people think that you have to do one face, then another, another. No, it's like one cross, the second cross, and then third cross. Yeah, that's not the way to go. No, that's not the way to do it. So once you got it, you have to finish this. I also have competed with this. So right now you got like three faces, you get, oh no, you still have to. That's how you do it. Yeah, that's cool. Hey, I think I have to still work with my homeworks. Maybe we can talk another time. See you. Check out my Instagram account.
What is red, yellow, blue, green, orange, white, and always within 3 feet of my hands? Anyone who knows me would know that the answer is a Rubik's Cube. I've always found the steps to solve a Rubik's Cube similar to my life.